There's a saying, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there. Total bullshit, and here's a case in point. Tommy wasn't his name, and he wasn't the one who died, but otherwise this is how it went down, back when we all thought we were going to live forever and change the world.
Tommy, read by Stephen King.
Tommy died in 1969. He was a hippie with leukemia. Bummer, man. After the funeral came the reception at Newman Center. That's what his folks called it. The reception. My friend Phil said, "Isn't that what you have after a fucking wedding?" The freaks all went to the reception. Daryl wore his cape. There were sandwiches to eat and grape drink in Dixie cups. My friend Phil said, "What is this grape shit?" I said it was Xarex. I recognized it, I said, from MYF. "What's that shit?" asked Phil. "Methodist Youth Fellowship," I said. "I went for 10 years and once did a flannel board of Noah and the Ark." "Fuck your Ark," said Phil, "and fuck the animals who rode on it." Phil, a young man with strong opinions. After the reception, Tommy's parents went home. I imagine they cried and cried. The freaks went to 110 North Main. We cranked up the stereo. I found some Grateful Dead records. I hated the Dead. Of Jerry Garcia, I used to say, "I'll be grateful when he's dead." Turned out I wasn't. Oh well, Tommy liked them. Also, dear God, Kenny Rogers. We smoked dope in Zigzag Papers. We smoked Winston's and Pall Malls. We drank beer and ate scrambled eggs. We rapped about Tommy. It was pretty nice. And when the Wild Stein Club showed up, all 8 of them, we let them in because Tommy was gay and sometimes wore Daryl's cape. We all agreed his folks had done him righteous. Tommy wrote down what he wanted, and they gave him most of it. He was dressed in his best as he lay in his new narrow apartment. He wore his bell-bottom blue jeans and his favorite tie-dye shirt. Melissa Big Girl Freak made that shirt. I don't know what happened to her. She was there one day, then gone down that lost highway. I associate her with melting snow. Main Street in Orono would gleam so wet and bright it hurt your eyes. That was the winter the Lemon Piper sang Green Tambourine. His hair was shampooed. It went to his shoulders. Man, it was clean. I bet the mortician washed it. He was wearing his headband with the peace sign stitched in white silk. "He looked like a dude," said Phil. "He was getting drunk." Phil was always getting drunk. Jerry Garcia was singing Truckin'. It's a pretty stupid song. "Fucking Tommy," said Phil. "Drink to the motherfucker." We drank to the motherfucker. "He wasn't wearing his special button," said Indian Scontris. Indian was in the Wild Stein Club. Back then he knew every dance. These days he sells insurance in Brewer. He told his mother he wanted to be buried wearing his button. That is so bogus. I said, "His mom just moved it under his vest." I looked. It was a leather vest with silver buttons. Tommy bought it at the free fair. I was with him that day. There was a rainbow, and from a loudspeaker, Canned Heat sang, "Let's Work Together." "I'm here, and I'm queer," said the button his mother moved beneath his vest. "She should have left it alone," said Indian Scontris. "Tommy was proud. He was a very proud queer." Indian Scontris was crying. Now he sells whole life policies and has 3 daughters. Turned out not to be so gay after all, but selling insurance is very queer, in my opinion. "She was his mother," I said, "and kissed his scrapes when he was young." "What does that have to do with it?" asked Indian Scontris. "Fucking Tommy," said Phil, and raised his beer high. Let's toast the motherfucker. We toasted the motherfucker. That was 40 years ago. Tonight I wonder how many hippies died in those few sunshine years. Must have been quite a few. It's just statistics, man. And I'm not just talking about the war. You had your car accidents, your drug overdoses, plus booze, bar fights, the occasional suicide, and let's not leave out leukemia. All the usual suspects is all I'm saying. How many were buried in their hippie duds? This question occurs to me in the whispers of the night. It must have been quite a few, although it was fleeting, the time of the freaks. Their free fare is now underground, where they still wear their bell-bottoms and headbands, and there is mold on the full sleeves of their psychedelic shirts. The hair in those narrow rooms is brittle, but still long. The man's barber has not touched it in 40 years. No gray has frosted it. What about the ones who went down clasping signs that said, "Hell no, we won't go"? What about the car accident boy buried with a McCarthy sticker on the lid of his coffin? What about the girl with stars on her forehead? They have fallen now, I imagine, from her parchment skin. These are the soldiers of love who never sold insurance. These are the fashion dudes who never went out of fashion. Sometimes at night, I think of hippies asleep in the earth. Here's to Tommy. Drink to the motherfucker. For DF.